الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاكرين والشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama, elders and brothers, on the occasion of the Battle of Uhud, the Muslim Ummah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had suffered a great loss. Hazrat Hamza, Sayyidu Shuhada radiallahu an, was martyred. And his murderer at that time, Wahshi, who later became radiallahu an, had murdered him and had went out with the purpose to assassinate him because he was promised his freedom if he had done so. So this took place in the Battle of Uhud. A few years later, in the month of Ramadan, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the galaxy of Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, conquered Makkah Mukarrama in the month of Ramadan. So the same Wahshi then flees. And he would travel by day, he would take cover by night, until he settled amongst the Himyar tribe. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, look at the mercy, he writes him a letter, imploring him to accept Islam, inviting him to accept Islam. So when Wahshi receives this letter, then he writes back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that your divine book, the Qur'an Majid, says regarding those who have committed murder, shirk, zina, يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا, that on the day of Qiyamah, their punishment will be doubled, and they will live a perpetually humiliated existence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives this letter. He writes back to Wahshi, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, that the one who repents, he brings iman, he does good deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change those evil deeds of his into good deeds. Again, Wahshi receives this letter, then he writes back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is difficult. Perhaps maybe I would make tawbah, but I would slip again. Maybe I will bring iman, but I don't have any guarantee that I will be able to carry out any good deeds. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives the letter. The ayat is revealed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ, that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive shirk, ascribing partners with him. But all other sins Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives if he so wishes. Again, Wahshi reads this letter. And then he writes back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my forgiveness is not guaranteed because it is suspended on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need a guarantee. I need assurance. How beautiful, corresponding via the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then writes back to him, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, that say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to my beloved servants, say to my dear servants who have wronged themselves, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Certainly Allah will forgive all your sins. And then when Wahshi sees this, when he receives this letter, then he comes forth and takes the shahadat at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he says in one hadith, يَدْحَقُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ إِلَىٰ رَجُلَيْنِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laughs out of enjoyment at two men. يَقْتُلُ أَحَدُهُمَا الْآخَرِ يَدْخُلَانِ الْجَنَّةِ, one of them kills the other, but both end up in Jannat. يُقَاتِلُ هَذَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ, this one fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he is killed. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْقَاتِلِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the repentance of the killer. The killer has to accept Islam. فَيُسْلَمُ فَيُسْتَشْهَدُ, then he accepts Islam and he is also made shaheed. Both of them enter Jannah. How beautiful. And this is a classic example. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, Sayyidul Shuhada, and then Wahshi becomes radiallahu anhu. Allah is pleased with him and he is pleased with Allah. So respected brothers, we are in this month of Ramadan, this month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering down His mercy. He is raining down His mercy and forgiveness. If we are not going to turn to Him in repentance in this month, when hearts are soft, when shayateen are locked up, then when are we going to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the Qur'an Majid, the ayat I had recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha, that make a sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this tawbatan nasuha? This sincere repentance. Sincere tawbah will be accompanied by three conditions for it to qualify as a sincere repentance. That you have truly repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are three conditions which need to be found. Number one is, you have to abandon the sin. You have to leave out that sin. Number two, you have to have remorse over the sin. Feel guilty about it. Unfortunately, many a time, we sin so much that we begin to gain pleasure out of the sin. It is supposed to be that when we commit a sin, then we have that remorse, that regret. I shouldn't have done it. Why did I do it? This in itself is a form of tawbah, that regret, that remorse, that I must never go back to such a sin. And then the third is that you make a firm resolution never to commit the sin again. So the tongue will express the words of tawbah. The heart will feel that regret. And then the body will have that firm determination never to go back to that sin. And if the sin is related to the fellow servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something related to hukukul ibad, then a person will also have to seek forgiveness from that person. It cannot be such that you are making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are begging of His forgiveness, but you have not repaired your relationship with His makhluk. So that's the fourth condition, that if it is linked to any makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will have to correct that as well. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَاللَّهِ, by Allah, إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً, that by Allah, I seek the forgiveness and I turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 70 times daily. And 70 is used in the Arabic language to express many, kathrat, a lot, showing that this is the pinnacle of Allah's creation. Ma'soom, the greatest of Allah's creation, but He's showing us by example that daily how much He is turning in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may ask, But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven my sins, but I'm still turning to Him in repentance, then what will I get out of it? Your stages are being raised in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will ever go to waste in this deen. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, At-ta'ibu min al-dham kamal la dhamba lah. The one who repents from a sin, it is as though he had never even committed that sin. We are now in the month of Ramadan. On one occasion, the famous hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which as he was ascending the minbar, for every step he ascended, he said, Ameen. And one of those du'as, or rather baddu'a, one of those curses which Jibreel alayhi salam had made at that time, the greatest of malaika, and then the greatest of anbiya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen to that curse, was that person who finds the month of Ramadan, yet he does not gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who finds the month of Ramadan, yet he does not gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person may ask that how do we get this tawfiq to repent? How do we program our mind to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance? That we constantly falling into sin and we don't know how to come out of it. So there was an incident, a person who was, you could say, soaked in sin. He comes to Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayh, and he says that I'm perpetually committing sins. I don't know how to give up these sins. I need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Can you give me some advice? So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi says, if you accept 5 things from me, and you are able to hold fast to them, you will neither be harmed by falling into sin, neither will you be overtaken by your carnal desires. The first thing is, whenever you wish to disobey Allah, then do not eat from His sustenance. Whenever you wish to disobey Allah, then do not eat from His sustenance. Who is providing you that sustenance daily? Then he says, the second point is, if you are able to get past that, then whenever you wish to disobey Allah, do not stay on His land. Person says, that is impossible. How can I not stay on the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The entire heavens and earth belong to Him. Ibrahim bin Adham further advises him, if you are able to get past these two, then whenever you wish to disobey Allah, find such a place in which He cannot see you. Find such a place in which Allah cannot see you. Again, impossible to do that. Then he says, whenever you wish to disobey Allah, then think, when the angel of death comes, say to him, give me time. Give me some respite. Let me make tawbah and correct my affairs. Again, impossible. And the fifth thing, on the day of Qiyamah, when the malaika of punishment come and start dragging you, then resist them. Go against them. Again, impossible. If you cannot do these 5, then whenever you think of sinning, ponder over this, that I am using that sustenance which Allah has blessed me with to disobey Him. I'm living in comfort, in ease. Look at what is going on around us in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What suffering, what hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ease and comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our Ramadan easy for us. Let us take advantage of it. Let it not be that we only turn to Allah when we are in difficulty and hardship. Let us be those who make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish you. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need to punish you if you are grateful to Him? Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, we all have heard of this famous personality, a great saint of the past. And he narrates one incident. He says that after the Hajj season had completed, Then I was sitting in the haram of Makkah Mukarrama and looking at the multitudes of people who are coming in and out of the haram. And this thought came to me that how wonderful it will be if I could know whose Hajj was accepted so that I may congratulate him, and whose Hajj was rejected so that I may console him. He says, that night I had a dream in which it was revealed to me that every single person's Hajj was accepted except one. Arab, non-Arab, black, white, whoever it may be, wherever they came from, their Hajj was accepted. Except one person's Hajj was not accepted. He says, the next day I was worried that perhaps it is my Hajj which has not been accepted. Making tawbah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That night he has a dream. And in the dream it is shown to him that your Hajj was accepted. However, there is a person by the name of Muhammad bin Harun from Khurasan, from the city of Balkh. His Hajj has not been accepted. The next day Malik bin Dinar goes out to the people of Khurasan who have come for Hajj. And he asks them, do you all know of this person, Muhammad bin Harun? I would like to meet him. They say, you mean the most pious amongst us. For the last 40 years, he fasts by day and he performs salah by night. This is his condition. And if you wish to find him, then you will find him in the dilapidated buildings of Makkah Mukarrama. Malik bin Dinar says, I set out to those ruined buildings of Makkah Mukarrama until I found a person whose ankles were shackled, his right hand was chopped off, and he had links pierced into his collarbone. And in this condition he was performing salah. When he had sensed my presence, then he finished off his salah. And then he turned to me and he said, how can I help you? Malik bin Dinar, feeling ashamed, does not know how to tell this person that his Hajj was not accepted. This person says to him that probably you had some dream about me. Go on and narrate this dream. So Malik bin Dinar says that since you are asking me, I had a dream in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me that every single Haji's Hajj was accepted, except your Hajj. So Malik bin Dinar asks him that what action have you done? How have you displeased Allah so much that he has accepted everyone's Hajj except yours? So then he gives his story. Muhammad bin Harun says that over 40 years ago, I was a habitual drinker. And I came home intoxicated. It was the first night of the month of Ramadan. I came home completely intoxicated. At that time, my mother was busy stoking the oven. And when she sees me walking in, she says to me that, look at your condition. Tomorrow everyone will wake up fasting, while you will wake up in this drunken state. And then she cursed me. She says, may you be destroyed. When are you going to rectify yourself? In a fit of rage, intoxicated, I held my mother and I pushed her into that very same oven. And he says, in the scuffle that ensued, my wife managed to push me into a room and lock the door. I passed out. That's how I passed the night. When I wake up in the morning, I begin to bang on the door. My wife, in a very harsh tone, says that I will not open the door for you. You deserve nothing. And then she says to me, you have killed your mother. And with that, she takes her belongings and walks out. He says, I managed to break that door down, only to find the burnt remains of my mother in that oven. Immediately, out of regret, the reality struck him. He says, I took an axe which was used to chop wood next to the oven. I lopped off my right hand. I owned 8,000 dinars, to quantify it in our terms, 8,000 Kruger coins. I gave every single one of it in sadaqah. All my properties I gave out in waqf in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, 59 slaves I freed. And since that day, every single day I fast. Every single night I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single year for the last 40 years, I make Hajj of Baytullah. And not only that, every single year for the last 40 years after the Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends one of his pious bandas to come and tell me, Muhammad bin Harun, your Hajj has not been accepted. Malik bin Dinar says, I looked at him and I said to him, certainly you have committed such a sin that it was sufficient to burn the entire world. You are truly an accursed person. I said these words to him. And then I moved away slightly, where he could not see me, but I could still hear him. And then Muhammad bin Harun raises his hands and starts making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the most beautiful of praises, he first praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says these words, that, O my Rabb, do not break my hope while I have hope in you. And do not let my dua be wasted while I make dua to you. I ask you for the happiness of living before I die. And I ask you to be blessed by you, to behold your countenance. Says, I heard these words and then I left. That night, I had a dream. And in my dream, I see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who comes and he says to me, that, O Malik, who gave you the right to make anyone despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Go back tomorrow and inform Muhammad bin Harun that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. And not only that, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will also inspire his mother to forgive him. Malik bin Dinar says, the next day, I went back and I found Muhammad bin Harun. I gave him these glad tidings. And as he received these glad tidings, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave a shriek and he breathed his last. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors of mercy are open. It is for us to turn to him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could guide Wahshi radiallahu an, the killer of Hamza radiallahu an, and made him radiallahu anhu wa radu an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, who on that morning set out to commit the most heinous of crimes. He went out with the intention of assassinating Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the end of that same day, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And not only that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the second greatest Muslim. So the doors of mercy are perpetually open. It is for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially now, as we are coming to these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these odd nights in which He loves to forgive. That's why we find we read this dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. That, O Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. Forgive me. So let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Let us make a firm resolve that in this month of Ramadan, we will give up that sinful life. And inshallah, if we make that sincere tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to carry through with this good a'mal and maintain this tawbah after the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.